أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذا يوم لا ينطقون ولا يؤذن لهم فيعتذرون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. هذا يوم الفصل. جمعناكم والأولين. فإن كان لكم كيد فكيدون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said to all mankind, intaliqu, that all of you should proceed. There are those disbelievers that will proceed into the smoke of the fire of Jahannam that they would believe or they would think would be a shade for them, but it would not protect them from the heat of the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and Allah says, هَذَا يَوْمُ لَا يَنْتِقُونَ. In this world, especially the Quraysh of Makkah, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would speak about the different aspects of Qiyamah, many of them would respond to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and say to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whatever the case is, if there is any truth in Qiyamah, then obviously we will face Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and we will give our tale, we will say our story. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in response to all that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is the day of Qiyamah. La yantiqun, they will not speak. Wala yu'dhanu lahum, and they will not be given permission also to speak. Faya'tadhirun, so that they will offer excuses in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now here, this seems to be contradictory to other ayats of the Quran in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about they will make ikhtisam with Allah, they would put a small case in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or literally translated, they will place an argument in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The truth of it is that no matter how much they speak, no matter what they say, it will not be heard, it will not be taken into consideration. No matter how much excuses they make, that excuses will not be accepted. Some of the commentators have stated that there are different and various venues of the day of Qiyamah which they will stand. In some of it, unheard, they would petition and they will make their excuses. They will put forth whatever they have to say. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not allow any of that to be accepted whatsoever. The excuses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about this Quran that the angels had sent down at the very beginning of the surah, Udran or Nudra, that this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, that a person can make that Udr, that person can petition Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the person can make his excuses in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but all of it will happen in this world, that a man has made an error, he has made a mistake, he violated the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he had done wrong, he was disobedient, whatever the case may be, all of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us, and as a matter of fact, it is an honor for a person then to lift his hands towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is an honor for a believer to turn his heart towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen to his excuses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook. Allah ta'ala will change the situations. That is, in this dunya, whilst there is life, all of it will continue. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the situation on the day of Qiyamah. وَلَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهُمْ فَيَعْتَذِرُونَ. So they will not be given this kind of petition, they will not be given that kind of stage where they will be able to place their excuses in front of Allah, and if they do so, it is not going to be accepted. وَاللَّهُ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى, it will be too late. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. So destruction be on that day for the mukaththibeen, for those who belied. The all your life again you belied. The day of Qiyamah, you did not accept it. You had these opportunities in this world to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to present your excuses to Allah why you had broken His commandments. You had the opportunities to seek from Allah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have forgiven you, but then you did not take advantage. Hada yawmul fasl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the day of al-fasl. This is the day of decision. The decision that will be given, the decree that will be given and dished out and meted out to the people. Right now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and forever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has all the knowledge, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. But the decisions will be read out on the day of Qiyamah, the decisions of Jannat, the decision of Jahannam, the decision of success, the decision of failure, all of it will be on that day. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make the best of decisions for us. But really and truly, that is the day of decision. Jama'anakum wal awwaleen. Now, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect, and that is that there is not a single soul that will be excused from the day of Qiyamah. There is no person that will be left out on the day of Qiyamah. There will be no soul that is born on this earth that will be absent on the day of Qiyamah. There will be no representation that one person may want to represent someone else, or somebody sends somebody else to represent him. There is absolutely nothing like that. Jama'nakum, we will gather you, wal awwaleen, and those before. In other words, right from the time of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, every single being that is born on this earth, every one of those souls will be there. There is no one that is going to be absent. So a person should not feel that he will be overlooked. A person should not feel that he will be left out. Each and every soul will be brought on that day, and hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again shows a different angle of the severity of the day of Qiyamah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.